I am Daniel Caleb. In truth, I am that which I choose to become. Who are you? Who do you choose to become?
Greetings, Transfigured Ones, and warm welcome. This is Daniel Caleb, and welcome to another episode of my podcast, The Transfiguration of Daniel Caleb. I know it has been a while since I have been uploading new episodes here because I was very busy in the background. We just launched our community, and I was also working on some other projects, which I am very excited about to share with you further down the line of this episode. And I actually also attempted once to record this episode already when I was outside at the beach, but it was so windy and I really couldn't save the audio quality. So I decided to finally not upload this episode 2 weeks earlier. So 2 weeks prior, I tried to do that. But here I am today with the same message that I tried to attempt to record 2 weeks ago. And I would like to call it the perfect deception, or the deception in perfection. And I call the secret that I want to share with you today, which is going to help you to grow into oneness with God and really experience divine from within. It's really because it is an overlooked and underestimated secret. Because if I would tell you what that secret actually is, you would think that, no, this is too good to be true. This cannot be the secret to perfection and to oneness with God. Because usually people, when they think about growing spiritually or growing into oneness with God, they think that they have to fast for 40 days, that they have to pray for 40 days, that they have to go up to the mountain, that they have to do all of these crazy things and cast out demons and whatnot and read the Bible so much. And all of these things might help here and there, but when it comes to perfection and when it comes to oneness with God, all of these things are actually a distraction, because there is an instant way where you can get into perfection and where you can get into oneness with God. And this secret was shared with me through my own life story. Again, everything I share here are not teachings or preachings or theory. It's really the life, my life, that I am sharing with you, my experiences that I actually experienced. So everything that I'm saying, obviously, you make the decision if you want to believe it. But from my perspective, from my side, I'm just letting you know that I'm not a good preacher. I simply share my life with you guys. So the secret, the perfection of deception, or the deception in perfection, was introduced to me by my Heavenly Father, as always, because I'm sharing the conversations and the secrets that have been given to me by my Heavenly Father. And for my Heavenly Father to introduce this secret to me, he basically shared a story with me, a scenario. And God would say to these people, basically, I forgive you guys for all the future mistakes that you might commit, for all the past mistakes that you have already committed. And no matter what is going to happen, you're going to be loved unconditionally. And it's like in the Garden of Eden, where people have just been given the freedom without anything. And even if they would so-called sin, they would be instantly forgiven, because God would forgive these people also all their future sins. So God laid the foundation like that, as he was sharing with me. And then there were two people that received that same message that were together. The first person was, oh wow, God, so you are giving me the opportunity to explore life, to do everything without facing the consequences of sin. Oh, this is amazing. So now that I have this opportunity, I will use that opportunity to experience the good, the bad, and the ugly, and just enjoy myself in life and really see how far I can push things. That's the first person. And then the second person responded in the following way. God, do you really give me the privilege of forgiveness even for my future sins, and even allow me to do everything that I wanted to in life, all experiencing all the sins, all the tastes of life, all the colors, and you would not judge me for it? I wouldn't face any consequences for it? I'm not worthy of that gift, my Father. How can I best use this gift of freedom, this gift of love that you have given me, to really show you and show you my appreciation and my gratitude towards you for such a gift that I don't qualify for. So these are the two different responses that my Heavenly Father introduced with me when he shared that story, that scenario. And basically, when you see these two characters, the first person, he used that gift of the Garden of Eden, of freedom, of a perfect world, of perfect conditions, without sin and without even having to face the consequences of sin. That first person used this opportunity to do the good, the bad, and the ugly, experiencing life in all their colors, tasting everything that life has to offer, because they know that they are not going to face the consequences of sin or their mistakes whatsoever. Everything is already forgiven. That's the first response. And the second response of that second person, he or she didn't really consider that freedom in the sense where it was not about exploring life left and right, but it was about considering their state, considering that amazing gift, that greatness of gift that came from the Heavenly Father, freedom and love without having to face consequences. And they didn't feel worthy even to receive that gift. So they took that gift and they gave it back to the Heavenly Father, saying that, Lord, I am not worthy of that gift. Show me how I should best live this life, because you are the creator of life and you have given me that beautiful gift. And this is where the deception in perfection lies. Because when you look at the first person, obviously it simply reveals their heart for both people, right? Because people can't talk about love or they can't talk about certain things if they are still facing the consequences. Because how can you tell if somebody loves you if they don't face the consequences for stepping out of the line, for disrespecting you, for cheating on you, for lying to you, for doing things that would hurt you, right? So they might simply fear the consequences and keep themselves in check, but they might not actually love you as much, right? The fear of the consequences is greater than the love that they have for you. And this is demonstrated with the first person. But the second person, their attitude was different. So even though there would be no consequences whatsoever, and God signed the papers, no consequences whatsoever, they still went back to God, living in submission to God, because they didn't feel worthy of the gift that they have received. These are the two categories of people. And there is the secret that I want to share with you today. So let me know in the comments if you already know what the secret is. So basically, when we look at these two categories of people, one person is selfish and the other person is grateful. And that's the key word of today. It's gratitude, right? Because that one person basically was ready to die for the Creator because they have received a life, and that they submitted that life, that freedom of life, to experience all the experiences, and they didn't take that into account. They really were open and submitted to God because they didn't know how to even use that gift of freedom, right? So naturally, they lived a life in submission to God out of gratitude, out of love, out of considering who God is and who they were. And they submitted to themselves naturally. The other person, the first person in this example, did the exact opposite. That was their time to jump on all the mistakes, all the things that they wanted to do, because they knew that they're not going to face consequences. So somebody that receives a gift of God and submits that gift back to God without using that gift, even though they're allowed, that's somebody that really loves. That's somebody that is truly grateful. And imagine if God sees such an attitude in somebody. Do you really think that God is going to withhold anything that God has in store for them, or anything that God is, everything that God has and is and does? Never, because that person has shown such a great attitude, such a great posture of heart that God knows that I can trust them with the true riches now. I trust them with a life without consequences, and they submitted that life to me, and now I can share myself with them. I can share the divine life with them. And this is where it is a perfect deception, because when people are given freedom without consequences, without facing any charges for doing the wrong actions consciously, they take that as a gift and they take that as an opportunity to just run with it and do whatever they want, because they know they're not going to face the consequences. But on the other hand, if somebody is really grateful of that gift, they submit that same gift back to God, and that's where they are expressing that gratitude. And that gratitude is now giving them access to everything that God is, right? They are given access to the secrets, to the heart of God, because God has seen that they were able and willing to submit their life back to Him. And this is an analogy, but at the same time, it is really my life, as I was saying in the beginning, because I did face that moment at 15 years old, if you have been listening to me for a while, where I was faced with suicide and I really didn't see any purpose to continue living on this earth. And basically, I was ready to take my life at 15 years old. And I was in my room for 3 days. It was dark, everything was down, the windows closed, the curtain closed, like I didn't want to talk to anybody. And in that state, when I was facing death, my Heavenly Father walked into the room, and that's where I was given the chance of another life, right? And when I received the chance of another life, because for me, I was dead, I didn't see anything that I should be doing on earth. I didn't see a reason for existence, because I have already studied life and humans and adulthood and everything that is happening, and I just didn't see any sense in it. So I was ready to go. So for me, I considered myself dead. And then my Heavenly Father walks in and gives me that gift of life by giving me a purpose. And for me, that was the moment where I was given another life. I was given another chance. I was given the gift to be alive, to keep being alive, or to be reborn again, because my old life was dead. I was ready to let it go. And that's where my Heavenly Father gave me that gift. And with that gift, when I experienced that, when I was there in my room and I saw this light walking into my room, I simply was so amazed. I was so touched, because I was ready to kill my life, to kill myself. I was ready to take my life. And here is the creator of the universe walking into my room and giving me that gift. And I was just so overwhelmed with love, with gratitude, with emotions. And I just didn't know what else to do but to honor the creator of the universe and ask him, hey, I am not worthy of that gift. I was just about to kill myself, but how can you give me that gift of life? Tell me how I should use that same life that you have given me. So I want to give you that life back that you just gave me. This is what happened in that moment. And basically, when that happened, when I gave my life back to my Heavenly Father, the life that I just received, because I would have killed myself, He basically said, you are my true son. I will reveal to you the purpose of your life and that there is a life after death. And at the same time, this is where I was also introduced into oneness with my Heavenly Father, because my Heavenly Father saw that I was willing to give away the life that I was given from Him. And for that, in return, He was so touched in return, and He gave me His life, divine life. And He gave me the life as a divine, the God kind of life. And from that moment onward, that's where I started walking and experiencing the oneness with God. And again, guys, what followed, like, my life was never the same again. And the experiences that I had is really, like, unheard of. And as I promised you guys, as you're going deeper in this journey, I will share more, but you really start living life as a God, like literally as the Son of God. And this has been my experience so far. So basically, the process is the same for everybody. So when you look at the story, that person that took that same gift and used it to do all the mistakes, to experience all life without consequences, without consciousness, and that other person that took that life that was given by God and submitted it back to God, basically, you can't talk about perfection here. Because if somebody is taking a life, the freedom of life, complete freedom of life without consequences, and they're willing to submit that same life to God, is that really not a perfect heart? Is that really not a perfect attitude to have? Giving away freedom, giving away all the pleasures of life because you understand the creator of the universe that gave you that gift. Isn't that a perfect attitude? And most of you guys, you are going to tell me that, oh wow, that's really something special, because most people that we know think about maybe yourself, maybe the friends around you that would be given freedom, what they would do with that freedom, right? But if somebody is willing to take this life and to give it back to God, denying the freedom, renouncing the freedom, delaying gratification, but it's even beyond delaying gratification, because it comes from a place of complete surrender and a place of complete gratitude. Isn't that a perfect person? And that's where the secret comes in. That's the connection to perfection. Gratitude is that deception, is that secret that I was talking about, because gratitude is that thing where most people say, oh, grateful people are weak, it's nothing special, it's so lowly, it's so modest. And they don't really see the power there is in gratitude. Yet gratitude is that secret that connects you to instant perfection. And this was my experience that made me realize that whoever can be truly grateful, these are people that are in link with connection and also in oneness with the Heavenly Father. And this is where very much where you're separating the people that have a certain standard, a worldly standard, a selfish standard, and the people that seek for higher things, that seek spiritual things. So if you want to grow into perfection, if you want to grow into oneness, if you want to grow in your divine self, and if you want to experience God pouring himself or herself into you fully without holding back, the same statement that was given to Jesus Christ, that my joy is complete in him. If you want to experience that, that's the secret. It is gratitude. And obviously, the more you have been given, the greater the stakes are, the greater the gratitude, and the greater will the dimension be that you will walk in. So basically, if you're given money, let's say, and you say thank you for that money and you give that money back, great. You have a certain reward. If it is food, you receive food, you give that food back, great. You have a certain reward. If it is your time that you're giving back because you have been given time, great. You're also given a certain reward. And every reward, every gratitude is at a certain level. But if you want to have the fullness, that's where you are submitting your entire life. You're not just tithing, you're not just giving one portion of your life, of your finances, of whatever resources or whatever of yourself that you still have, but you're completely submitting yourself to God. And you do that because you're grateful, because you understand that that life that has been given already comes from God. That's where you will experience the fullness of God. And mind you, when you reach that level of the fullness of God, you're going to be attacked. And I've been called all kinds of names all my life, and especially from 15 years old when I became one with God, because people were saying, oh, you're doing too much, you're so dedicated, you're so devoted, who do you think you are? Do you think you're better? You're reading the Bible every time. You're like just consecrating yourself. You're not sleeping around. You're not going to the club. And you just think you're better than everybody else, and so on and so forth. And I know that song. I know that line because I've heard it like all my life. And this is something that I also wanted to share. Like when you are consecrated like that, almost like monk-like, and I wasn't in a monastery or anything. I was still there in the world, going to school, going to sports, and doing just a normal life. But within myself, I was consecrated. I was like a monk. And it wasn't because I considered myself better than everybody else, because again, it simply came from the fact that I was so aware and so grateful for the gift of life that I had received from my Heavenly Father in my room when I was ready to kill myself. And I knew that if I am alive right now, it's because the Creator of the universe showed up for me. And I couldn't take that lightly. So everything that I could do, all that I could do in return for that, as a response of gratitude, was to submit myself to my Heavenly Father, to the Creator of the universe, and do that because I just felt so much love and I just didn't know another way how to express that gratitude. So sometimes you might see people that are so dedicated to their cause, so dedicated to God, so dedicated to loving people and being good to people and forgiving people. Don't be quick to judge them, because it might simply be that they are so grateful to that same God that they are doing everything they can to simply express that gratitude. And it has nothing to do with wanting to be perfect or better than other people. Yet if somebody is capable to do that, if somebody has reached that state, then obviously that's perfection right there. And I am not special, but I am perfect. And what do I mean by that? Because I have that attitude, and God has poured out everything that He is into me. And I said already before that I had great experiences as a result of that. But it doesn't make me better than you, or it doesn't make me special. Even though I consider myself perfect and I know that I am, I've been confirmed that. But it doesn't make me special. Even though I have that story, I wanted to commit suicide, my Heavenly Father showed up as a light into my room, and so on and so forth, it doesn't make me special. And here is the connection between all of us. That life that I have been given in my room after I was ready to commit suicide is that life that every single human being has already been given. So for me, it took me 15 years to realize that, but everybody that is born, everybody that comes into existence, that very existence that you already have, that very life that you already have, is already the gift. So don't wait for God to show up in your room as a light to realize that and to really value the gift of life that you already have. The very moment you came out of your mother's womb, that's the gift of God. That's the gift of God telling you, hey, I give you that gift of life. Do whatever you want with it. Be free. Experience life. Go left, go life, go right, go up, go down. Do this, do that. Explore yourself, right? That's the very gift that you have already received, that you are already living, that you already used in a certain way, right? And the question now is, are you going to have the attitude of person number one, that is going to take that same gift to explore life without hesitance, without consideration for other people, just to self-gratificate their needs, lusts, and desires because they know that there are not likely consequences? And let me tell you, unfortunately, in this reality, there are consequences. Are you going to be that person with the life that you have been given, or are you going to be that person that actually realizes, hey, I am alive, I do exist, I was born, I am here. This is amazing, this is a gift of life, and I'm so grateful that I'm going to live this life to the best of my abilities. And even beyond that, I want to find that person, that creator, that being that created me, that brought me into existence, to say thank you and to ask that being, hey, what can I give you in return for the amazing gift that you have given me? And when you do that with the life that you already have, this is when God will show up in a different way to you. Now, you might have received existence as a gift, life's existence, the fact that you are here, the fact that you are existing. But if you take your same life that you have, this existence that you have, and you submit this to God, God will give you not another existence, but God will give you the existence as God, the existence as a God, the existence as the Son of God, because God is going to give you, in return for you giving your life, He's going to give you His life, the divine life, a new life, a transfigured life. And this is where you're going to transcend your human limitations, because you're going to show up and to live as God, as the Son of God, as a reflection of God, because you were created in His image. And the way to regain that status is through that way, by submitting your life to the one that created you, and the one that created you will give you His life, will give you His being. That's the secret. And that's why it is a perfect deception. Because as I was saying before, people, they don't consider gratitude as a strong thing, as a powerful thing, as a secret. People think saying thank you, being grateful is a weak thing, and people don't have time to appreciate what they already have. But if you can do that on a deep level, and you can do that towards the creator of the universe, trust me, that's the secret. That's the humble door that is painted in brown. It's not gold, it's a brown door. But if you walk through that, you will see the entire universe on the other side. Ponder on that for today. Consider the deception in perfection, and also the secret, again, the secret to oneness with God and perfection. If you want to be considered perfect from a godly perspective, be grateful, be thankful, and consider the life that you have and submit it to God in order to receive the divine life in return.
I was Daniel Caleb. In truth, I was that which I have chosen to be. Who are you? Who have you chosen to be?